WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Have you ever heard the name feral? Well, the answer to that question is yes, if you've listened to WeatherBrains 101. American meteorologist William Feral was born in 1817 and died in 1891. The Feral Cell is named after him. This cell is located between the Polar Cell and the Hadley Cell in the atmosphere. However, some argue that the Feral Cell does not actually exist because the circulation in the atmosphere is actually much more complex than the zonal maps show. The simplified version that shows the Feral Cell, therefore, is somewhat inaccurate. Now, Feral worked to develop theories that explained atmospheric circulation at mid-latitudes in great detail. He focused on the properties of warm air and how it acts through the Coriolis effect as it rises and rotates. Feral demonstrated that it is the tendency of rising warm air as it rotates due to the Coriolis effect to pull in air from more southerly, warmer regions and transport it poleward. It is this rotation which creates the complex curvatures in the frontal system separating the cooler Arctic air to the north from the warmer continental tropical air to the south. The meteorological theory that Feral worked on was originally created by Hadley, but Hadley had overlooked a specific and important mechanism that Feral was aware of. He correlated the motion of the Earth with the motion of the atmosphere in order to show that centrifugal force is created. The atmosphere then cannot maintain a state of equilibrium because the motion is either increasing or diminishing. This depends on which way the atmosphere is moving with regard to the Earth's surface. Hadley had erroneously concluded that there was a conservation of linear momentum. However, Feral showed that this was not the case. Instead, it is the angular momentum that must be taken into account. In order to do this, one must study not just the movement of the air, but the movement of the air relative to the Earth itself. Without looking at the intersection between the two, the whole picture is not seen. Another famous contributor to the field of meteorology. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.